Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Let's pray, shall we? Dear God, we do thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for the joy that we have from salvation, the Word of God, church. Thank you, Lord, for the joy that, Lord, you hold, that you are. And that when we have the Lord Jesus as our Savior, we have the reservoir of joy within us. Now, dear God, please bless this Bible study, this sermon this morning. I believe that this will be a help this morning if we pay attention. If we listen on purpose and we're attentive, I believe that this will be a help. Bless these dear folks for their faithfulness. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Thank you. May be seated. Psalm 51, verse number 12. The Bible says, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Most people today have a definite lack of joy in their hearts. They lack joy. As we said before, joy is a result of doing something that will make you glad. Hearing some good news, doing some good deed, and seeing the results of your actions turn out to your expectations will bring you joy. There's something to be said about accomplishing a goal. It's sweet to the soul, the Bible says in Proverbs 13:19. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. That's what the Bible says. But it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. There's an epidemic in our country of depression and discouragement, of sadness and hopelessness. Some folks are going through very difficult times in their lives. They're overwhelmed with everything that's happening to them in their lives. Most of it is a result of our own doing. Most of it can be summed up in Galatians 6:7, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." If you can't even acknowledge the first step of acknowledging that fact, you are never going to proceed to step number two. God says in Numbers 32:23, "But if we will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." Too often in too many people's lives, people are discovering that truth too often too late. There was a time that you thought, it doesn't matter what I do, it doesn't matter what I say, it doesn't matter what I think. All of those actions and inactions have consequences. They are eventually coming to fruition. Those chickens are now coming home to roost. You cannot expect to sow your wild oats and then ask God for a drought so that they won't come up. That harvest of wild oats that you sowed are going to come up sooner or later. The sooner you learn how to deal with that sober truth, the better off you will be. The sooner you're able to mature and become sober-minded and put away childish things, the sooner you can have God turn the curses into blessings. Wives are discouraged as their husbands shirk the responsibility of working hard to provide for their families. Husbands are devastated as their wives rebel against their authority. Wives desert their husbands for what they see as greener pastures in the make-believe world of women's liberation. Children are being brainwashed by the socialist government schools to think that boys aren't necessarily boys and girls aren't necessarily girls. Single parents are struggling with juggling with the cares and burdens of life that have come their way. Parents are taking care of their grandchildren because their own children are irresponsible with their lives. Drugs and alcohol, gambling and other vices, playing cards have drained whatever resources were once available as the irresponsible squander their opportunities and their lives away. It seems like so many more every day are losing all hope and going off the deep end. People today are snapping. They cannot think straight. They have been playing video games for so long that they think they're going to go out with a blast, take someone with them, and then push the reset button, start all over again. Hebrews 9:27 says, "As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." You're going to die one time, and then you're going to stand before God one time. Although reality dictates this is the only life God has given them, their thinking is clouded through whatever vice they are addicted to, and the immaturity of their conduct and thinking has caused them to selfishly think that there is no other way to go on. What people are lacking is the constant joy that only Jesus can give, that no man can take away. What people are missing is the easiest thing in the world. Believe God. Believe God's word. Your pride will keep you from believing God and his word. You believe what God said, ladies and gentlemen. Believe God's promises. Point number one. We're talking about restoring the joy of your salvation. Number one, remember how interested you were in listening to the gospel when it was presented to you. You remember that? Point number two, remember how attentive and afraid you were about hell before you got saved as a lost sinner. Number three, remember how you humbled yourself when you realized you were a sinner on your way to hell. Number four, remember how meek you were before God, how humble you were to believe everything that God said. Number five, remember how glad you were when you asked Jesus to save you from hell. Remember how joy filled your heart after you trusted Jesus Christ, your Savior. Do you remember how relieved you were knowing that now as a child of God, you are not going to spend eternity in hell to pay for your sins? But the fact that now God has saved your soul and God has preserved your soul and eternally secured you by His Holy Spirit, do you remember those? You were interested in listening to the gospel. You were attentive and afraid about hell. You humbled yourself, realized you're a sinner deserving hell. You are meek and humbled enough to believe what God said, and then you are glad when you got saved. Rejoice, in the Bible, is a very common phrase, common word, used many, many dozens and dozens of times in the Bible. The English word rejoice, the etymology of the word rejoice, starts around the year 1300, they say. It means to own, possess, enjoy the possession of, having the fruition of. It comes from the French. And it's interesting because they say, see re hyphen and joy. So rejoice, in its very literal sense, means to joy again. Rejoy. Rejoice. Well, the Bible says, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. So you can restore the joy that you once had believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. The original sense, to rejoice in, meaning to be full of joy, is recorded from the late 14th century. This is the etymology of the word rejoice. So if you remember those five steps, those 5 points of salvation I just mentioned, then you ought to go back and duplicate those 5 steps again to restore the joy of God's salvation. Restore. You have something stored inside of you. That is God. The Lord Jesus Christ lives inside of you. The Holy Spirit of God has taken up residence within you. He is there. The Word of God is already there. No matter how backslidden or rebellious or disobedient you think you are, God is still there, and the Word of God is still there if you're a child of God, if you're saved, if you're born again. It is stored all inside of you. The power of God is stored inside of you. You need to restore it. You need to harness it. You need to get it out of a storage place and put it into practice. You need to move it from the storage to your heart, to your spirit, to your mind, to your body, to your thoughts, to your mouth, and to your actions and deeds. Jesus said in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Rejoicing is rejoying. Rejoicing. Revisiting that joy you first had with Jesus and reliving it and rejoicing over and over again, even through heartaches and difficulties. So how do you do that? Point number one, be interested in listening to the Word of God whenever you have the opportunity to read it or hear it, just like you did when you got saved. Point number two, be attentive and tremble at the words of God, just like you were as a lost sinner hearing about hell. Point number three, humble yourself when you hear the King James Bible. Get rid of your pride. Pride goeth before destruction, the Bible says. Point number four, be humble enough and meek enough to obey whatever it is God says in the Word of God. You did that for salvation. If you want joy, constant joy, then you should do it now with the rest of the Bible. Point number five, God will bless you and reward you for your faithfulness to His Word when you obey His Word. And part of those blessings will be joy unspeakable from remembering your salvation, from reading the King James Bible, from going to church, soul winning, prayers answered, God blessing you and your family, your health, your finances, your work, and everything and everyone you interact with. There are two reasons why someone does not have joy. The number one reason, obviously, is because they're not saved. They're lost. They've never trusted Jesus. They do not believe in Jesus. They do not have Jesus as their Savior. They are oblivious as to the joy they are missing. They do not know what they are missing. They, listen to me good, they may have happiness at times when something in their life makes them happy. More money, marriage, divorce, children, grandchildren, a new job, a new car, a new apartment, a new house, new friends, movies, videos, comics, comedians, plays and jokes and riddles and games and sports and parties and dances and amusements and music, and the list goes on and on. All those things can make people happy and make people laugh at times. Thus, they are online showing others how happy they are, taking smiling selfies to show everyone how happy they are, participating in events to make themselves happy. And they do feel happy about those events and those times. But happiness only lasts as long as the event or the memory of the event lasts. Being happy has a final time, has an end to it. Whereas real joy is constant and will last forever in eternity, and even now in your soul and mind and heart and spirit, if you have Bible joy. The first reason people do not have joy is because they're not saved. The second reason why people do not have joy is because they are backslidden and not right with God. Now, the second reason will not show up maybe for weeks or months or maybe even years. You cannot see it coming. People who disobey God's word find other ways to make them happy instead of being filled with joy that comes from obeying the word of God. In other words, they'll say that church is too boring or too strict or too old-fashioned, and that they are never allowed to have any fun. Since they are backslidden and do not want to hear old-fashioned preaching from the word of God that will eventually give them joy, they purposely miss church to go out to breakfast and feed their bellies, which is their God, the Bible says, instead of coming to church when the doors are open and feeding their spirit and spiritual and getting spiritual food. Instead of God's people tithing to help support missionaries and to help pay the church bills, they spend God's money on things that will make themselves happy. They'll buy new worldly stuff that they like, that will please them and make them happy and laugh and smile while they rob God. They seem to be happy when they miss church because they sleep in and watch movies instead. And when they rob God, they are in fact happy because they have more money in their pockets and in their bank accounts, which can buy them more happiness. They're not hearing preaching and teaching, which the Holy Spirit would use to convict them of their rebellious and backslidden condition. They're really enjoying their parties, their play, their picnics, their blunts, their eight balls, their weed, their drugs, their family time, and all those things can put a smile on their face for a short time. Sin is pleasurable, the Bible says, for a season. But what happens eventually is that the curse of God is going to be on them down the road because of their rebellion against the word of God. When they lose their job or lose their spouse or lose their house or lose their health or lose their money or lose whatever, they become sad, depressed, angry, and bitter because they have no joy. They wanted happiness, but not Bible joy. So when you see people that are happy, that are outside the will of God, don't let it surprise you. Money can buy you happiness, but money cannot buy you Bible joy. Money can buy luxuries, but money cannot buy character. Money can buy you happiness and an easier life, but money cannot buy Bible joy that comes from obeying the word of God. You can throw all the parties you want, and you can have all the money in the world, but you'll never be able to buy God and the joy that comes from obeying God. God himself is a gift to those who are humble to admit their sin and their wrong and their wayward way and then turn to God along for help. Only alone for God. There's no joy in a husband and wife separating and divorcing. There's no joy in a backslidden, rebellious child who hates their parents. There's no joy in sinning against God and ending up in jail or prison for a week, a month, a year, or even 10 or more years. There's no joy when a wife rebels against her husband and the chickens come home to roost 5, 10, 20 years later through her children. There's no joy when a husband shirks his responsibility to provide for his family, when his family leaves him later on because he's been a selfish, lazy bum who is always making excuses for his lack of character and his rebellious spirit towards God. There's no joy in the heart of rebels, no Bible joy. There can only be happiness. And that happiness becomes a drug that they then are addicted to and that they need now since there is a lack of any real Bible joy in their hearts. Just like people are addicted to drugs and alcohol, the same way the disobedient and rebellious children of God are addicted to being happy. That's why they will go into debt just to be happy. It's all about them and their self-centered, selfish view of life. They don't only want to be happy, they need to be happy. They will do anything to make them happy. They need a new pair of shoes to make them happy. They need a new dress to make them happy. They need a new pickup truck to make them happy. They need a new gun to make them happy. They need to buy a house to make them happy. They need to have a dog to make them happy. They need to have fish to make them happy. They need to have a cat to make them happy. They need to get tattoos to make them happy. They need to dye their hair to make them happy. They need to take their drugs to be happy. They need to drink their wine and their beer and their champagne and their booze and their liquor to make them happy. They need to play cards and gamble to make them happy. They need to go to the casinos to make them happy. They need to go to the movies to make them happy. They need money to make them happy. So they steal money to make them happy. They need to go to the clubs and the raves and the bars and the grills just to be happy. Happiness is an addiction. People desperately crave it. People who cannot afford it financially will buy vacations that will make them go into debt just to satisfy their addiction to be happy. Students are nervous but happy when they go to college when they cannot afford it. And they just take out a student loan for 10 grand or 20 grand or 30 grand or 50,000 or 100,000, sometimes $200,000. There's no joy in having to pay that back years later with interest and fines when you're late paying it back because that piece of paper you got from graduating college may not be worth anything except for the professors who got paid for your college through your college loans. People's lives are ruined because they're chasing happiness instead of having the Bible joy that only comes from obeying Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Have you ever noticed that the people in the grills and bars and clubs that curse God and mock the men of God are happy and are having a grand old time in their singing and their drinking, their poison? They're not sad in there. They're not melancholy in there. People are literally happy when their home team wins a game as they're cheering them on. Sadness sets in when they're not at the bars, when they're not at a party, when they're not with people laughing on their way to hell. So they have to redo that all over again to be happy again. That's why people are online so much. Real joy exists for those who love God and obey the Word of God, even when they're belittled for it. Real joy comes from knowing God is pleased with you for obeying the very words of Almighty God in the King James Bible. Real Bible joy comes from pleasing God in all that you say and all that you do. Real joy floods your soul when you know there's nothing between you and your Savior. The martyrs were burned at the stake, and they yet sang with joy as they were being burned alive. The Christians were fed to the lions as they were singing and praising God for being counted worthy to suffer for His name. That is real Bible joy. This New Age, big box evangelical mush of religion gives people happiness, but no Bible joy. They afford them dance parties in their church buildings, face paintings and hair dyeing, but no modesty and grace that brings real Bible joy. They offer perversions instead of Bible truth. They offer a lukewarm smiling, Jimmy Carter smile instead of the thundering voice of the prophets like Jeremiah and Isaiah and Ezekiel. They offer safe zones where no old-fashioned preaching exists to convict their shallowness of truth and righteousness and godliness and holiness. They offer a safe space for those not wishing to hear those negative Bible verses that would convict them of their rebellious attitude and their rebellious state and their backslidden condition. They offer them spineless boyfriends who will make good house husbands, who will wash the dishes and mop the floors and change the diapers and push the stroller around the park with other spineless house husbands. They offer them masculine women who want to join the army and wear combat boots and cut their hair and be their equal and go out and get a job and bring home the bacon and be the breadwinner and do everything a man can do, yeah? They'll offer plenty of that kind of happiness, but there will be no Bible joy when the Bible prophecy comes to pass, as is the mother, so is the daughter. Those liars in charismatic Pentecostal churches that teach their people to speak in unbiblical tongues and make those people so happy when they stand up and shout that garbage, not knowing what they're saying. They're really happy during and right afterwards as they pat themselves on the back for how godly they think they are. They're in for a big shocker when they stand before the holy bar of God at the judgment seat. You can laugh now all you want. You can giggle and joke and make fun of preachers all you want. But those backslidden folks will not be laughing at the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Verse number 11 says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. My Bible says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Well, how do you do that? Well, we talked about the joy of salvation a few weeks ago. And then we talked about the joy of the Word of God. And then we talked about joy of church, I think it was last week. So you just do those three things by realizing that you're a child of God, it'll bring joy to you. You have that joy inside of you. It's stored inside. By reading the Word of God, it'll bring you joy. It'll give you joy. By coming to church, it'll give you joy. When you see people getting saved, when you see people getting baptized, when you see people getting right with God, when you see visitors coming, when you see new folks coming, when you see old folks who are away from God, backsliding, coming back to God, that will give you joy, Bible joy. That's not happiness. You may be happy about that in God, but that'll give you Bible joy when you get your prayers answered. He brought forth his people with joy, it says in Psalm 105, verse 43. In Isaiah 12:3, it says, therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. You can bring out that joy that you have stored inside of you from the day that you got saved and you asked Jesus to save your soul. Amen. You see, happiness depends on happenstances, on circumstances. Jesus is the source of Bible joy. Just like a person does something to make himself happy, the same way a believer obeys God's word and obeying God's word to keep restoring the joy of his salvation over and over again. If something bad happens to someone who just wants to be happy, that person will be miserable, bitter, angry, and will lash out at other people. But a person who has real Bible joy will still love those who hurt him. Will still pray for those who despitefully use him and will try to win his enemies to Jesus Christ. Bible joy does not depend on circumstances or happenstances. It depends on Jesus. And Jesus, same yesterday, today, and forever, the Bible says in Hebrews 13. A Christian will look at the eternal value of all things that happened to him. That's why Romans 8:28, the Bible says, all things work together for good to them that love God. All things. That's Bible joy when you realize that. Philippians 1:12, the Bible teaches that Paul writes, all things have happened unto the furtherance of the gospel. That's Bible joy, looking who is going to get saved the result of what just happened. People get mad when they go to the doctor. They get mad when they go to the dentist. They get mad when they go to the emergency room. They get mad when they get in an accident. They get mad when somebody cuts them off. They get mad at people. Instead of looking at it and say, I wonder who can get saved through this interaction right now. We have an addiction in America, an epidemic of people who want to be happy all the time instead of having Bible joy. And so you feed that happiness by going into debt, getting a new boyfriend, a new girlfriend, a new husband, a new wife, a new house, a new car. You just go from place to place just to make your happiness happy, just to keep yourself happy. But yet you have no Bible joy. That's why most people can't be by themselves. They want to be happy, but they don't have Bible joy. You can't sit and read the Bible for 1 or 2 hours. You can't pray on your knees for even 5 or 10 minutes. You know what it is? We want to be happy, but not have Bible joy. As we said earlier, the acronym J-O-Y, Jesus first, others second, yourself last. That's what will give you joy. J-O-Y, Jesus first, the Word of God. Others second, yourself last. Get rid of your emotions, get rid of your feelings, and get rid of wanting yourself to be happy all the time. You do what God says, and God promises he'll give you Bible joy that no man can take away, he said. We've all messed up. We've all sinned. Get right with God and restore the joy of your salvation. Ask God for forgiveness. Ask God for mercy. Make things right. First Chronicles 29:17, the Bible says, "In the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things, and now have I seen with joy thy people which are present here to offer willingly unto thee." In Ezra chapter number 6, the Bible says, "They kept the dedication of this house of God with joy." And verse 22 says, "They kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy, and the Lord made them, for the Lord made them joyful," the Bible says. God will give you joy. God will make you joyful if you restore the joy of his salvation that God gave you. My Bible says in Psalm 16:11, "In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." So instead of seeking God, we seek happiness and circumstances that will make us selfishly happy. My Bible says in Psalm 32:11, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." Psalm 35:27, "Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause." Do you ever realize people that are seeking happiness are not joyful about the preaching of the Word of God? Think about this for a second. The people that are in the bars and the grills, at the casinos and the racetracks, smoking their weed, sniffing their cocaine, shooting their veins up with heroin. Listen to me good. Why can't they be happy about the Word of God? And why can't they be happy now about church and people getting saved and baptized? Why can't they be happy? Because they are looking for selfish happiness, not Bible joy. See, Bible joy no man can take from you. They can put you in solitary for the rest of your life and you get time to pray and seek God's face the rest of your life, man. As if that's a torture or punishment, praise God. Put me somewhere in a cell for 23 hours a day and leave me alone with God Almighty and let me preach to the other inmates. Amen. They'll hear me. You say, man, you see, if you're right with God, no man can take your joy away. But if you're not right with God, everything will make you miserable because it doesn't bring you self-happiness. That's why Psalm 51 verse 8 says, "Make me to hear joy and gladness," watch this, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Let me repeat that. Make me, Psalm 51 verse 8, "Make me to hear joy and gladness that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice." Hey, you can rejoice. You can restore the joy of his salvation. My Bible says in Psalm 126:5, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." Nobody wants to weep their eyes out. Who wants to do that? God says, you do what's right. Even if you weep, you'll rejoice in time to come. Hallelujah. Nobody sheds tears when they win the lottery. Nobody sheds tears of misery and sadness when they're winning money in the casino. Nobody does that. No. But when you do right, and it seems difficult, and people mock and criticize you, and you weep at night all by yourself, God promises they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. That's what God says. Because you're going to stand before God one day, you're going to give an account to God Almighty, and you're going to be glad, you're going to be joyful that you believe what God said, instead of trying to chase happiness all your life and coming away with a fat zero. My Bible says in Proverbs 21:15, it is joy to the just to do judgment. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Are you joyful this morning or just wanting to be happy all the time? Isaiah 66, verse 5 says, hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, and let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. Don't worry what the crowd thinks. Don't worry what the world says. You do what God says, and I'm telling you, God will turn your sorrow into joy, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, he's promised to do that. My Bible says in Luke 15, there is joy in the presence of the angel of God over one sinner that repenteth. Why don't you just go soul winning and get people saved? You'll see Bible joy. It won't make you happy other than the Bible joy that will make you glad. But they won't put any more money in your bank account. They won't give you a car. They won't give you a house. They won't give you new shoes. But it'll be Bible joy realizing that a lost sinner was on their way to hell. Now they trusted Jesus Christ. And the Bible says there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. I want to make God happy. I want to give God joy. How's your joy status today? Are you searching for happiness or joy? Bible joy. How is it? Let's go to Psalm. Are we still at Psalm 51? Verse number 12. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Now look at verse number 13, please. Watch this. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Amen. Do you ever notice people that are selfishly wanting to be happy never get anybody saved? They're not concerned about other people's salvation. They're not concerned who shows up in church. They're not concerned who gets baptized. They're not concerned about anything that goes on around the salvation of a soul. See, when you are receiving Bible joy, the Bible very clearly says the very next verse, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. I never seen a drunk in a bar winning somebody else to Jesus Christ. Have you? Huh? I've never known somebody who's shooting up their veins and sniffing their cocaine and getting drunk, winning anyone else to Jesus Christ. Have you? No, it's somebody who's got Bible joy, who's so thankful that they're saved and so thankful that God saved them from hell. And so God's been so merciful that they enjoy church, they enjoy reading the Bible, they enjoy praying, they enjoy going soul winning. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. How? When you restore out of the storage place, is already in you if you're a child of God. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and then will I teach transgressors thy ways. Look at people who are soul winners. People who are soul winners. You think they're smiling and they're happy, but the real thing is that they're full of Bible joy. They can sing. Why can't you sing? I mean, you can sing at a bar, a grill, or your favorite concert. When you go hear some whore singing at a concert, right? You sing along. Why can you sing, and why can you scream at a basketball game or a football game or a baseball game or a hockey game? Why can you scream at the top of your lungs, but you can't say amen in church? I mean, what's the difference? You can't do that. Some people just want happiness to make themselves happy. So they get a boyfriend or a girlfriend because they want to be happy. People get money legally or illegally because they want to be happy. How about having Bible joy that'll never, never leave you? How about having Bible joy that no man can take away, Jesus said? How about having Bible joy so that when your husband or wife passes away, you still have joy while tears come down your cheeks? When you bury your dad or your mom, you still have Bible joy while tears flow down your cheeks. Even when you lose your job or lose your house or lose your car, or the doctor says you have cancer or something else goes bad, untoward in your life, you can still have Bible joy even though it won't make you happy about the news. All things work together for good to them that love God. God knows what's best. And so I'm going to be glad whatever God allows me to have in my life. Whether it makes me happy or not has no bearing on it. Amen. Well, when your friends walk away, you can still have Bible joy. You may not be happy about it, but you can still have Bible joy. When the worst thing in your life happens, you can still have Bible joy, even though that won't make you personally happy that it happened. Amen. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Not maybe, shall be. Let's all stand. Dear Heavenly Father, how often we have forsaken the resource of joy that's within us. How often we have been deceived by the world and the devil himself, that we're worthless, we can't do anything right, we've messed up so much that there's no hope for us. But inside of us, if we're born again, if we're a child of God, is the Lord Jesus Christ, the source of all joy. Inside of us is the Word of God. It is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. And all we need to do is to restore that joy that we had at salvation and go through those steps that we believed thy word. We trembled at thy word. We were willing to obey thy word and do anything we needed to do, yet saved from hell. And how glad, how happy, and how joyful we were when we did get saved. Well, we can have the exact same result of that joy today if we were to rejoice in the salvation that you gave us. I pray, dear God, that you bless these here folks. I know some are going through a tough time right now. And I know they're struggling in some aspects of their lives. Oh, dear God, may you please bless them. Be gracious to them. Love them. Protect them. But, dear God, let them realize that that joy is available. Even when everything doesn't go right, even if nothing goes right, they still have Bible joy through the Lord Jesus. Bless this invitation, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Whatever your need is, you do business with God. If you're not saved, come and get saved today. If you are saved, come and get things right. God's people praying. God's people praying.